Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Here we go again. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I would love to tell you happy Monday. It is a beautiful day in the ATL. But we are struggling with another L in which our team found a way to lose a winnable football game. And Mike, 24-23 hurts just a little bit more than it did last week when we got humiliated by the Dolphins. And This is what just happened. Because we had a chance to tie the game. Obviously, we missed the extra point. You had some great individual performances yesterday. But, Mike, here's my question. Here's my thing. Because I'm getting this from people, and they say, you and Mike continue to blame this coaching staff. Mm-hmm. What about the players? We've got really good players. Coaching is the difference in the National Football League. It's what makes pretenders contenders. It's why all of a sudden Vrabel has a team on the brinks of the playoffs, right, and that's a team that won four games the last two seasons.
Right.
So when you say, hey, what about the players? Yes, our kicker sucks. He should have hit the extra point. I hear you. The kicking situation has got to get resolved. I don't care how that goes down. But ultimately, this comes back to penalties, end-of-game situations, Mike, that you should either know or know how to handle, and our offense didn't.
No, it's like you've got a really good bunch of guys on this team. Drake London, you wasted one of Drake London's greatest performance as a Falcon. How about it wasn't just the volume of the touchdowns, it was the catches. It was the stuff to move the chains. I mean, he was just having an electric day. And then the exact things that Carl and I have been talking about to you guys on the show. When is James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker going to consistently, hey, look at that. They pop. You get the ball, they nearly get the touchdown, and we punch it in. Should have been a big momentum-shifting touchdown. Unfortunately, we let them go right down the field on us after second half starts. But there were some good things to be excited about. I thought Kyle Pitts had a bad day. I thought Pitts missed some blocks. I thought he was kind of like he left you wanting offensive line. You know, all things considered, Carl, you have two backup guards plugged in yesterday. Not optimal. Backup right tackle. You know, you're still in a position to tie the game to send it to overtime. And then because this organization is a mess, because this organization is dysfunctional, you knew you had a problem with your kicker that goes back a year. They never addressed it in the offseason. We've lost two games. Maybe we tie Tampa. Maybe we get an overtime. Yes, I know. Yeah, the kick would have put us in overtime. Maybe we beat Tampa Bay. Maybe we beat New England. But because this organization is so jacked up, the little things come back to bite you. Then once again, penalty, defense, hands to the face. And then we can't get the play in. That's Zach Robinson, Carl. Now, luckily, we were able to score, but we also needed that timeout at the end of the game when you know you got to try to stop them. The three timeouts and the two-minute warning.
Falcons struggled on third down as well. That was a big problem yesterday. You mean you go 0-4 in the first half. Meanwhile, the Patriots went 5-6 in the first half on third down conversions. That's what moves the chains. That's what wins games. And even though all the flack over the extra missed point, and rightfully so, we got the ball with 3 minutes to play. This is what Mike's alluding to. We got the ball with an opportunity to still go down and finish this. Now, look, Mike, we've had conversations about Michael Penix and what we think about what he is, what he potentially can be. But how does he not know in that particular situation that is not intentional grounding? How does he not know? And look, part of this is one of the things that is being thrown around today. And Vrabel has already addressed this. Raheem addressed it after the game. He addressed it again today. And that is allegedly that their defenders on the field were clapping. Now, when I – that means I want the ball. That's Michael right. Penix clapping. And allegedly they're saying that the defenders did that, which threw our center Ryan Neuzel off. Neuzel hikes the ball before Penix is ready. Mm-hmm. Penix goes, oh, crap. And boom, I got to throw it away, intentional grounding. It was a bad look. I don't know, Mike, if that's an excuse. Vrabel said, maybe it's a testament to our crowd.
Well, look, in the NFL, you can do a lot. Apparently, the refs don't catch that. I mean, maybe Raheem needed to do a Kirby Smart and do a clapping timeout. I'd have to look at the rules and see the difference between how it's officiated in the SEC and how it's officiated in the NFL. But, all right, well, guess what? You guys do that stuff. It's gamesmanship. I don't want to hear it. You know, please. And another thing, you know, whoever's coaching Michael Penix, you know, will you tell him he can move? He can run? If there's nothing downfield, his hesitation at the line of go. I'm screaming at go. I'm screaming at the TV. You say pull, I say go.
It's wide open.
Run. Penix Jr., he could have picked up 50 yards. I mean, I'm not saying all at once, but he could have moved the chains. I mean, Michael Penix, that's coaching. Let this man know, hey, you're always looking for Drake. If Drake's double teamed or bracketed, go. You know, it's like the old Mike Vick days. One hot read, pick it up and go. There was more to it than that, but that left me so frustrated. And then he's got to know better on that grounding, regardless, Carlos, of circumstances.
404-726-0929. It is a Falcon Monday. We are taking your phone calls, and we want to hear from you as we continue to try to figure out what the hell this season's going to be. Many of you right now think it's a lost season already. I do know this. You go overseas and we lose again, it probably is. There's still a lot of season left, but what gives you any hope right now that they're going to be able to find a way to win games late? That's also been our problem. And the craziness in all of this, guys, is in our wins, we've been pretty dominant. It's the craziness in how we beat the Bills, how we own the Commanders. Now you look at the Commanders and you go, well, maybe that's not a good football team anyway because they got destroyed by Seattle last night.
Right.
Either way, at the time in which we played them, the perception of teams at that particular time, and I don't think anybody's come off the Bills, but is, hey, this is going to be a really good team, and then you go out and handle business. And then the games that we've lost or Mike lost in close contest, it's just, man, and Raheem keeps talking about, hey, we're close. Close only counts in horseshoes.
Right now the Falcons have a 5% chance of being the seventh seed in the NFC playoffs. You had an 88% chance we don't make the playoffs, just a 12% chance we do, because it comes down to plays, moments, define your team. Yes, there's a group. There's an entire 60-minute effort. We get that. Once again, more possession for the other guys. Once again, quit on the run. Zach Robinson, this is the same stuff Steeler fans went through with Matt Canada.
Mm.
Okay, sometimes the coaching staff gets it wrong. Mike Tomlin was stubborn with his OC. And again, if Rob gets fired, it's because he hired the wrong guys. He hired Jimmy Lake last year. That was a bad hire. Zach Robinson, maybe you anticipated him working with a veteran and Kirk Cousins for 2 or 3 years. Not the way it panned out. So you better get some more people in to help him because this rookie quarterback needs help, and you're not getting it to him. And the play calling, Carl, they quit on the run. And then, ironically, on the drive that we go down the field and should tie it, we rediscover the run and mix that with pass. Zach Robinson is one of the worst offensive coordinators I've seen since the last time we brought back Dirk Cutter?
It was bad.
That's where we're at. Predictable, awful, and you see the results.
Let me let you hear Raheem Morris, first of all, talking about the miss extra point late in this game that should have tied the game.
You know, it never comes down to one singular thing. There's a couple of different situations in the game that you can win.
as you can change that result. And we almost did it at the end. We got the ball back. We had a chance to go down and drive and either take the lead or have an opportunity to win that football game. And that's all you can ask from your football team. And they did everything I asked.
No, it does come down to one thing, Raheem. It comes down to the one thing. It always comes down to the one thing. The one thing that we don't get right. The thing or the other things that other teams get right. They got it right.
Those things.
Okay, Jacksonville just had a guy hit a 68-yard field goal.
Those things.
Six-round pick. We brought in a guy from Germany. Maybe we leave Raheem if we lose in Germany. He can coach Lenny Krieg's old team.
It does come down to the one thing. That's how football games are won. It's one play. It's one catch. It's one kick. That's what it usually comes down to.
Right, one missed tackle, one missed block.
That's what it comes down to. Now, as those things accumulate in a game, obviously those things are going to lead you to an L. But you know what it came down to Cincinnati yesterday? Look at Joe Flacco. He's just led him to a victory. No, he didn't. One play where two safeties missed tackles and the game is over. One play.
Right.
One thing. Let's hear Raheem talk about the impact of the defense, because here's what else is crazy yesterday. All the things I've been asking for happened. Mm. Jalen Walker looked like the dude we thought he could be coming out of Georgia. Maybe that growing is healthy. I don't know. Mike Stripsack, he's making things happen. He had two yesterday. Forced fumble. He's all over the place. We had six sacks. Do you guys believe that? We had six sacks on Drake May yesterday. And yet, we don't win the game. Here's Ra on the impact of the defense causing turnovers.
You know, we had the two takeaways. Our offense came up big in the red zone, able to get the ball in the end zone to give us a chance to go win that football game, and we just didn't get it done. Obviously, defense came out there and played well versus a couple situations. If we can just be a little bit better on third down, we can find a way to win those games.
Yeah, offense, Mike. Offense, yeah. Again, better on third downs, better in the red zone. Ironically, yesterday, you know what? We went 3-for-3 in the red zone. Thank you, Drake. Thank you.
Drake London made some unbelievable plays. I mean, Bijan, I know that altogether it turned out to 20 touches, but just 12 carries. Tyler only got it twice. I mean, you can stay. You've got to be able to stay with the run. It's the same thing we've been talking about these last 3 weeks. You don't get the volume of plays. You need it. Carl, it was a one-possession game. You go three and out. Now it's a two-possession game, and you're playing catch-up. And you're out of sequence. And that's basically, for me, what screwed the pooch. Because this offensive coordinator does not have the confidence to stick with the run. And I said this a million times. If Bijan, and again, Bijan is a dancer. He's an amazing dancer, Carl. He's Fred freaking Astaire out there. But sometimes you just need to hit the hole quickly, and that's where Algier can come in when the defense is kind of doing those run blitzes and doing some of the things the Patriots were doing.
Well, he only got two carries yesterday, so that wasn't happening.
Right. By the way, real quick, the wide receiver screen. You can use him closer to the line. I mean, closer to the huddle. You can put him in the slot. Why is it always he's all the way out there outside the numbers? That drives me a little bit cuckoo, too, with
Yeah.
Bijan.
Well, look, I agree. And whether that's trying to create a mismatch or whatever they're trying to do, that is true. As far as the intentional flag, look, I love our quarterback, but I thought he panicked in that moment yesterday. I thought that it was an old crap moment. Whether Neusel hiked the ball before he needed to or not, understand the game is on the line right here, and you go from a situation where maybe you can keep the drive alive to facing a 4th and 20 or punt. They punted. They had to.
Yeah, you weren't going to get that.
You weren't getting 4th and 20.
That's the one thing strategically I can agree with Raheem, because now ideally to have the third. Oh, that's right. You lost your timeout because your OC to your point couldn't get the play in.
You couldn't get. And so, Mike, you know, again, you give them the ball back with 2:03 to play, ball game. Here is Ra talking about that specific play and why the ball was hiked early. He feels like, again, the defense was manipulating the snap count by clapping intentionally.
You know, they did a nice job. They simulated a snap. The ball came early. Was snapped early within that snap. That was when we got the intentional grounding. Nice job by those guys. Great situation of football. Great play. They were clapping, simulated our snap, got us to snap the ball. And that's where the ball was snapped early in Mike when he wasn't ready for the snap.
Okay, so that's gamesmanship, right?
Right.
Because it's not cheating. It's only cheating if you get caught.
Right.
And if they got caught, well, it would have been a penalty on them, but it didn't. And so some people are saying, did it actually happen?
Now, in case you're wondering, just real quick, a couple guys are asking, because we talked about Georgia and what happened, of course, in the Auburn game at Jordan-Hare. Defensive clapping is, by rule, not allowed in the NFL. It's considered a disconcerting signal to the offense. It's a 15-yard penalty if the refs catch it.
And they didn't. And by the way,
but I don't want to hear it from Raheem Morris because like the freaking dog ate my homework.
It sounds like an excuse. He's telling you what he thinks happened. By the way, Milton Williams is the guy that was involved in this play. He said, bro, I didn't hear any clapping. You know what I saw? I saw their guards have a miscommunication that cued me on the snap. We were missing our two guards. We're coming back. Your phone calls are welcome, guys. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, as we take your thoughts on this Falcon Monday on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is Dukes and Bell talking to you about the Falcons. We will get into the dogs as well. Tech loses over the weekend for the first time all season.
That was a tough one.
It was. And them damn dogs, man, they just find a way against Florida. They're at Miss State this weekend, but it looks very promising. And I want to remind you that the first college football playoff committee rankings come out tomorrow around 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We will dive deeper into this tomorrow. We're going to have Connor Riley on the show from Dog Nation. But we will get into all of that because there were some really interesting things that happen in college football, including Auburn now on that list of schools looking for a new head coach as Hugh Freeze was fired. 404-726-0929. I want to say one thing before we jump on the phone. And James, I'm going to get to you in Decatur and Brad and Harden. You are more than welcome to hit us up. Share. What are you feeling? More importantly, where's this going? What do you think? All of that. Everything is on the table. But I got to say this because I keep hearing this, and I know people have texted and tweeted at me and sent me messages and DMs, and they've Snapchatted me, and they've sent me TikToks. And Dukes, just take your emotions out of it. I can't. It's my football team. This is sports. I can't. And when I tell you that, when I hear people say that, you're not fully invested. I know that we're all reeling because we'd like to see our team be in a better spot. Maybe they can right the ship. I don't know, Mike. But guess what? I'm going to ride it out because I do want to see how this goes. And I've said this from the start of the season. Two things happen, guys. They do ride it or they don't, and there'll be additional changes. But I'm not going to not watch. I'm not going to not invest. I'm not going to watch them at 9 a.m. next Sunday because they're in Europe and, oh, well, they lost the last two games. This is the NFL, and I'm only going to say this one time. Stop telling me that I'm too invested or I'm too emotional. You're damn right I am. That is where I'm at with sports. And if you're not, I'm sorry. But this is the team, Mike, that we follow wholeheartedly, regardless of what's going on. And the part about this I think we can all agree on, if it goes wrong, guess what? All of you who are going to be disinterested for whatever reason are going to be the same people calling this show saying we got to get it right.
Right. Guys, we are now perilously close to being one of those joke franchises. Some say we're already there. Okay? You know, and look, I love this. Everything Carl just said, you know, in spades, whatever he just said. Because I got season tickets. I'm flying over to Europe tomorrow to watch this team in Berlin on Sunday. You know, and was hoping that we'd be in first place or battling for a playoff spot. And now I'm just going to see the scenery and taking a football game. But, you know, it's frustrating. We're only behind the Jets in ineptitude. It's seven. This is going to be eight. I don't think we're making the playoffs. It's going to be eight seasons. The Jets are 14. I said this to Carl last week. We're like what the Lions were before they plugged in Dan Campbell. Where you're one of those franchises that nobody talks about, and I know that some guys got mad when BMAC or buddy Brian McFadden on CBS said, we're kind of a speed bump. That's all we are. You're right. We're cannon fodder, speed bump. You know, we're the Washington Generals to somebody else's Globetrotters. We're 28-3. You know, we're that's us. We're the Falcons, man. And again, and Raheem has nothing to do. Or actually, kind of does. He was on the staff back then, too. So you look back and you look at the hire. One last note before we take the calls. A lot was made, and we have not talked a lot about it, because we were the first radio station and the first show to bring up Rich McKay 3 years ago. About Rich McKay being the constant in the hirings and the firings, and how weird it looked when they moved on from Arthur Smith, and there's Arthur Blank, and there's Rich McKay, and the general manager's not even there. And then the Falcons reacted by basically putting Rich in a closet and acting like he's not involved in the Falcons. So it's hard to imagine a guy who is our rep with the league and on the competition committee still isn't involved with the team. And if he was a deciding vote to hire Raheem Morris, then he continues to be the problem. But right now, let's just focus what's on the field. The guys you did hire are screwing things up every week, one way or the other.
It's fair. And by the way, when we have discussed, at least in the past, we haven't done this in a long time because we're just taking their word for it and it is what it is. Rich is not out there making plays, making calls, but he is, as we still believe, a part of some of the decision-making process. But we have caught a lot of heat on this show, just to keep it real with you guys, about what his real position is and what he does or what he doesn't do. And by the way, Rich used to come on this show frequently. He hasn't at least the last 2.5 years because his duties changed, right? They said he's now with Atlanta United, Mike, and he's overseeing all of that. So there was really no need outside of the competition committee, which he's still involved in with in the NFL, to have him on to talk about the Falcons. So for everybody that's going Rich McKay and all this stuff, just know we've been in the thick of this, okay? 404-726-0929. Let's talk to James in Decatur. James, welcome in, man. What's going on?
Hey, man. Hey, I got a couple things. Now, that little Duke and Dung pass that they passed to the wide receiver, why can we do stuff like that just to get down the field? I think the reason why is because we get so far behind, we got to play catch-up ball. And number two, when they were rushing the passer, if they can't get there, why they don't do like Jalen did yesterday, hold them hands up and keep that ball out the center of the field? And number three, What happened to our running game? Thanks for my call.
Yeah, well, man.
We
thank
can work
you.
Back to front. They quit on the run game. They quit all the time. Zach Robinson has no commitment to the run game. The first sign of trouble. Now, last week we got beat by the worst run defense. This is actually one of the best. I think it's the second best, Carl, run defense in the league. But you still got to at least advance your will and try to project what you do best. And that's run the football on another team. And we don't. Because Zach Robinson just quits on it. Then he comes back to it. If you notice, guys, we mixed pass and run on the drive that should have led to the tying touchdown.
Yeah, James, to answer your question about schematically, okay, you're asking questions about why don't we do certain things as you see other teams do that you feel like are working, whether it's quick hitters, slants, whatever it might be, getting guys in the middle of the field. It's a valid question. All that stuff is to be asked of Zach Robinson. We do not have the answers because we've not seen our team do those things consistently. It is not a part or the makeup of this offense.
Everything, is that on Penix?
No. Everything is outside. It is not in the middle of the field. You can count, Mike, how many times we've thrown to the middle of the field to get positive yards. It's far few in between.
Slants are non-existent.
Everything is here, and I'm pointing my right. Like I'm waving
outside,
you know,
the hash marks.
Yeah, doing a plane, moving a plane. It's out here. So I don't know the answer to that, but we will ask. We'll certainly ask. Let's talk to Brad in Ackworth. Brad, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, Brad?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I've called a few times. I'm in Ackworth. Love the area. We moved to Atlanta in 80 or 81, I think. When I was young, I've been a Falcons fan the whole time. I remember Steve Barkowski days. But here's my question, and this is really kind of I want to hear both your answers, but Dukes, I want you to tell me how we can miss so badly so many times for so many years, and I mean throughout the system. I mean from defense to offense. I mean from coordinator to coordinator, for many, many years, too many years in a row. Kind of really went downhill when Matt Ryan left for some reason. It just, the coaching carousel, but why can we miss so many places, so many times? Like Arthur Blank, where are you? What's the problem? Please clue me in here.
Well, look, it's a very complex answer, but I'll start by simply saying when you hire first-time coaches, as we've done, okay, you did that with Arthur Smith, no disrespect, you're hoping he turns into something special, but then, you know, behind his back, you went and tried to talk to Bill Belichick before you had even fired him, and that soured really quickly. And then you bring back a guy with experience in Raheem, and this is the present. This is not even the last 25 years, okay? Then you bring back a guy with experience who has Super Bowl winning, experience, and you hope that he's a guy that can revitalize the franchise. Here's what this basically comes down to. When you talk about the best run organizations in the NFL, Mike, two things are present. And we always talk about this culture word, right? Everybody uses this word, and they throw it around like it's no big deal, and it is a big deal. But Mike just brought up the Lions. And when they hired Brad Holmes, the new general manager, he's not new anymore. He's been there with Dan for a while now. But they went in, and the plan that they had as they built this, they have drafted correctly, but they have also gone on and acquired the right free agents. So to answer your question, sometimes it's been we weren't good enough. We didn't have good players in 18, 19, 20. We weren't good around the end of Matt Ryan. And then sometimes it's coaching where we've been good, like this year where you feel like you've got enough players on the field, Mike, but the coaching is not where it needs to be, and you're making too many mental mistakes and you're not paying attention to details.
Right.
So it's a multitude of things, but I hear what you're saying when you go, how can we continue to make these mistakes over and over?
Well, again, it goes back to the man who signs the checks. I love Arthur Blank. He's been gracious to us, and I know that, you know, We try to have to play like that little preamble to be respectful. But in other cities like Philly, New York, no, enough. Yeah, we all know Arthur's a good guy. Millions of this, millions of that. He's a horrible NFL owner. Because, you know, to answer your question, short answer, because Arthur Blank wanted Deshaun Watson. He wanted Deshaun Watson, so he lost another year of Matt Ryan.
Well, that was another episode.
And then we got stuck with Marcus Mariota, and we had to go with Desmond Ridder. Because the owner meddles. Nobody ever claims that. I've asked Terry Fondo that five times. Everybody looks the other way. because the owner is a bad owner. Let's just say it. Great human being, tremendous humanitarian, a bad NFL owner.
And here's what's funny about that. At the beginning of Arthur's tenure, he wasn't making these decisions because he was learning how to be an NFL owner. As he got more adjusted and involved, then he became the guy that says, I want to be in on these decisions, which is fine. His team. But when it's your team and you continue to fail, at some point you got to look at the man in the mirror. All right, with that said, more of your calls coming up, 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. And a reminder, guys, that, of course, Thursday will be out. Join us, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, as we'll get you set for Thursday Night Football. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6. Come out and enjoy a great food and drink at Buffalo's Cafe. We love that spot out there in Hiram.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Falcons lose a heartbreaker yesterday. I know they all feel that way. Yesterday just felt that way because you felt like, hey, we're going to go into overtime. We're going, okay, this is going to be fun. We'll have a chance.
We got momentum.
He missed the extra point.
I know.
He missed it.
Because this team can't get kicker right. I mean, It's the gang that can't shoot straight. That's Falcons management, you know, from ownership to the general manager, and then ultimately to the guys wearing the headsets on the sideline.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion,
look, everybody's responsible. There's no doubt about that. And look, at the end of the day, for where we are right now, in the standings, and more importantly, as Mike said, in the relevance of what people think about our team right now in the NFL, I don't know if we are. I just don't. I think people are looking at our team and going, wow, that thing looked pretty decent last year. What happened? Okay, I thought they were going to be better this year. And, you know, the overall standings, you are what your record says you are. We could say all we want, we should have won two more games and maybe we're sitting at 500, but that's not where we are. We're 3-5. And here's the kicker, guys. You guys do realize this, right? We're 0-2 in this division. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, the Carolina Panthers look like they might have a little something working over there.
How about that? Going up to Lambeau, and again, now that you know what they're saying, by the way, sidebar, Matt LaFleur needs to give up play calling. I mean, he's gone from everybody's babe with the ball to now you don't get to call the plays no more. But yeah, that was a strange game. But you're right. Panthers, they're capable of hanging with almost anybody in the conference. We're not there necessarily. I mean, the Bills game is so hard to wrap your head around. You beat Buffalo, and they put it to Kansas City, granted at home. And look, every bit the part of being a Super Bowl contender.
They did.
And you're like, how the hell do we pull that one off?
That's what's so maddening. Let me talk. Let's talk to Harden. We got to get to some other things. We're going to continue to take plenty of your phone calls throughout the course of the day here on the show. Again, Falcons lose 24-23 to the Patriots. There's so many details in this game. And if you're going to say, well, was it all bad? No. Mike mentioned it. Look, Drake London yesterday, he basically put the NFL on notice. Like, look, this is what I'm capable of, even on a bad day. Because we weren't balanced yesterday. In the second half, they knew we were throwing the football. Hell, Penix threw it 37 times. Let's talk to Harden in Carrollton. Harden, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. I got a few things here. Another disappointing loss, another frustrating Monday. One thing that nobody's pointing out is right there on that third down when Penix wasn't ready for the snap, there was 2 seconds left on the game clock. Your quarterback's not ready for the snap. Your offensive line isn't ready for the snap. Like, we always look unprepared. We always find a way to lose the game, and it's just so frustrating that they just can't get it together. This one thing you can always count on is the Falcons are always going to find a way to lose the game. And it's tough not to get emotional about it, you know.
Yep.
It's sad to say that, you know, other than the Jets, the Falcons are the laughing stock of the NFL.
Your phone kind of crapped out there, brother, but I'm with you. And that's something we've been talking about going back to the San Francisco game. It just doesn't seem Zach Robinson gets the plays in a timely fashion. You can talk to your quarterback, then 15 seconds left on the clock, the headset clicks out. So you can communicate, you can help your young quarterback. And this goes back to, I don't know if you've got to simplify the verbiage, or because we even remember, now Kirk Cousins talked about how difficult some of the pre-snap motions were and how many moving parts in this offense. Simplify it, man. Strip it down. You know, do what the Dolphins did did on defense against us. So it just seems like, to the caller's point, though, you're not giving your young quarterback a chance to diagnose what he's looking at. And a guy like Vrabel and his defense coordinator, they're coming out with some looks that he maybe hasn't seen or he's having a hard time with.
I agree. And look, that's part of our issue, too, right? I'm talking about just our fandom. Even when he goes out there to kick the extra point, I was not thinking anything, honestly. I was so happy we scored at that moment, and I was like, okay, we're about to go into overtime, and then he missed it. And then that's when that Falcon thing kicks in where you just – and I said today to Mike, I was laughing when we started our behind-the-scenes show earlier this morning. I just said, you know, that I can't do anything but laugh because it's just like this is expected. You just don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know where the ball's going to land, but you just know at some point it's going to. And that is part of our problem, Mike. But I also truly believe, and man, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 20 years from now, we'll still be saying, you know what, Dukes, this team is cursed. But I still believe if you get the right people in and you pay attention to detail and you do the right things, you win those games. Because I'm seeing other teams with lesser talent win those games. And I still believe that is ultimately what this gets back to. So, I don't know, man. Mike, I'm in my bag a little bit about this, but I'm also, believe it or not, I'm a little bit more joyous than I was last week simply because the Dolphins thing, that just felt dirty. This was, dude, you guys played really well. You played well enough to get this one. And then you find a way to lose it.
There's a lot of great young coaches out there. They're just not here in Atlanta, okay? There's a lot of guys. The guys that came in for interviews, you know, Ben Johnson went back to Detroit 2 years ago. So Arthur, you know, tried to work him. That didn't pan out. We talked so much about, you know, I wanted Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh puts any team immediately into playoff contention anywhere he goes. You know, we've talked about guys that came through and you didn't get a shot at it. Now, how about Seattle last night against Washington? Now, and by the way, Dan Quinn's getting some heat for having his quarterback in there late in the game when the game was pretty much out of hand. But you look at what they did in Seattle. That guy was here for a job interview, okay? Mike McDonald was the DC for the Ravens. He was here for an interview. Now, whoever was the deciding vote on that, if Arthur Blank went to his, you know, his group of advisors and Rich McKay says, no, let's go with Raheem Morris, you know, knows the organization. Yeah, was here for three losing seasons in the organization. You know, I'll not understand how that thing went. And this, not that zero-sum game, Carl. A lot of our audience make it out to be, well, it was either Raheem or Belichick. No, there were multiple options. D. Led and I were talking about it today from the AJC. This guy, Mike McDonald, was in the building. You know, so
well, they interviewed him and they liked him, but they didn't like him enough to hire him. Right.
Right.
And when the interview process, and again, all of this stuff kind of runs, it's gray. They interviewed him. They liked him. He was on the list. But to your point, they didn't like him enough to bring him in. And Mike, the whole Harbaugh situation, look, we had this conversation and I know you were lobbying for him because we were saying, what's the best thing? The whole premise behind that was go get somebody that's going to come in and say, I see this completely different than you guys. And that was the premise about with Harbaugh. The other thing you were going to get with
without
Harbaugh,
being Belichick, no. Without doing the Belichick, I don't want his third act.
No. You get a little quirkiness.
Right.
He's quirky, but who cares? Dude wins. He's won everywhere he's been. And the part about Harbaugh is I know exactly what I want to do. He goes there and look at what's happening. I know exactly how I want to go about this. So all these candidates that you're bringing up, you're absolutely right. And there were guys that they did interview. It wasn't like they had one guy in mind. But if just to tell us that, hey, this guy, we've talked to him and we think highly of him, but you don't hire him, and then you see a guy go do something like Mike McDonald is doing up there in Seattle, it just makes you wonder like, And by the way, Ravens loved him. He was really loved in the Ravens organization. So I'm just saying. Right. And those are the kind of organizations you want to go to, Mike, to get your guys.
And he's got Clint Kubiak as his OC. Good hire. After Grubb went back to work with Kalen DeBoer. We spoke to Kalen DeBoer last week. He did 1 year in the NFL and went back to college. So he's plugging the right guys in. See, this goes back to, and well, you guys will have all week to talk about it, but just it was the uncompelling hire I felt at the time, and now you're seeing it play itself out with the little things because the coaching staff doesn't take care of the small details that the elite coaching staffs in the NFL do.
That's what it feels like. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Real quick, I got to mention as we get to the Daily Download brought to you by our friends at Akins Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start now. We mentioned Georgia Tech falling, but I gotta mention this, though, Mike, because Haynes King, again, 408 yards, two touchdowns. He threw a pick at the end of the game, 20 carries, 400 yards. He did everything he could possibly do.
And he was hitting guys in the hands, and they would drop. Were you losing your mind watching these drop passes by Georgia Tech?
I didn't get it this weekend.
Oh, my God. I mean, and look, I said it to Carl just because, and this is more from my experience as an FSU fan, Carter Finley's just a strange place to play. Hardcore fans, tough environment, and unfortunately, Georgia Tech's defense couldn't stop anybody.
They got gashed.
And that's something that's going to have to be addressed next year, you know. And that's something you got to plug into the transfer portal. I thought they were plugging in some guys this year that were going to help some of that, but they just could not stop. If you didn't see it, C.J. Bailey was like a friggin' gazelle. Carl, every time Day-Day, I know you're a track and field guy. Every time he takes a stride, it's like 6 yards at a time. And this dude was just motoring. So that one hurt, and you just felt like once they got behind by more than two scores, they were never going to close the gap.
Yeah, it was hard. 243 rushing yards given up on the ground. So, yeah, that's a tough spot. Now, Tech, look, they're still in the mix. They're still in the mix. You just got to – okay, you took one on the chin. Keep it moving. Do not get caught up in that. Meanwhile, George, and I just want you to hear Kirby, Mike, because this is what we've been talking about with the quarterback spot. Gunner is proving it again. Now, you're going to say, well, what did he do last weekend? That he changed the play. It was a check at the line of scrimmage that allowed Chauncey Bowens to run that touchdown, guys. He is recognizing things with that Florida defense. Listen to what Kirby said. Let's play that one, Day-Day, because I think this, to me, tells me that this kid gets it.
Bronze, let's give credit where credit's due. Chauncey did an awesome job. And I thought that the check on the run for the touchdown was the second biggest play in the game because Gunner saw something, changed the O-line, picked it up, it's hard to defend that play with them stunning the line, which they were doing, and it was a great check by him. Our O-line picked it up beautifully. We work on that really hard, and the ball wound back, and Chauncey was rewarded with a great run.
I mean, Mike.
Big time.
That is, I hear you. Like, practice, we talk about paying attention to little details. Those are the things. Those are the things. Michael Penix, clock's running down. The ball's hiked earlier than you expect. It is a third down situation. What are we going to do? You're going to drop it right there? That's intentional grounding. Those are the little things. Those things relate to wins. And for me, I just, you know, when he talked about that after the game, I said, boy, Gunner, I know you cost me some money. Not personal.
Right.
It's business. But how about taking the knee, Mike, after the Auburn game when he dove into the end zone? Everybody said, yeah! No. Game's at hand. Take the knee. Let's run the clock out. Don't give them a chance to touch the football. It was brilliant. And I know a lot of dog fans at the time are like, wait a minute, he should have scored. No, he shouldn't have.
I mean, in the old days, you know, it would be 31-20, and now the odds are, well, then Florida's got to score, go down the field, onside kick, get a field. No. I mean, there's two ways to skin a cat. I do understand that, yes, the logical, coaches, smart, conservative play, take the knee. But it is kind of funny how players now have grabbed onto it. It's evolved. It is a smart play. In the old days, guys just taking it out.
Absolutely.
A college player. But that's how sharp the kid is, and we get that. When's the last time you saw a Georgia-Florida game and Georgia doesn't have a sack?
Never. It feels like never.
That's the thing. Now, the strength of schedule, by the way, we just mentioned Tech. Right now, Georgia comes in at the fourth toughest strength of schedule. Georgia Tech is 59. So the Clemson win doesn't mean anything now. So it's going to be tough. Now, if you lose to Georgia close and you're a two-loss Tech team, it depends, again, what everybody else does. Who else are they going to try to squeeze in from the SEC and the Big Ten?
Well, Miami has two L's now in the conference. That doesn't look as promising as it did. Like, all of a sudden, they still have a really good shot to get in the
playoff. Did you have a problem with – we'll talk more about it at 4, but real quick. Carson Beck throwing his coaching staff under the bus on the bad pick at the end against SMU.
Well, he's done that all season now,
right?
That's
what he does.
He's done that all season. Beck threw a terrible pick in overtime to lose to SMU. All right, we're coming back, guys. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. It is a Falcon Monday. We're going to come back. We'll go around the league, talk a little bit about some of the things that went down yesterday. The craziest game was Bears-Bengals. Crazy game. We'll get more of your thoughts on our game as the Falcons lose 24-23 to the Patriots.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.